has a restaurant ruined your meal? 1-800-330-9999. There's this high-end restaurant in Texas that has a rule that diners are not allowed to have their phones with them at any point. Now, here's the owner talking about it.
We wanted to make something that was special. If you can't possibly deal without your phone for 2 hours, this is not the place for you. I mean, people go to movies, they don't get on their phone. So then you're like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and enjoy myself. And that's what happens. It's been really refreshing.
Yeah, except for all the people that are complaining that it ruined their meal. And I can't quite figure out, like, what, you couldn't take a picture of it? You couldn't, like, how?
Yeah.
How did it ruin your meal?
Yeah, I mean, what, you had to have an actual conversation with somebody that you encountered? I mean, I'm with you. First off, 2 hours seems a little bit excessive for a dinner, but if it's a larger party, okay.
Well, I'm cool with that. 2 hour dinners.
And you can't stop anybody from using their phone at a movie theater nowadays. But I'm with you, man. Like, I mean, it's your place. You reserve the right, and it gives it a different atmosphere.
There's plenty of ways that restaurants can ruin people's meals. I'm not sure this is the way, right?
A classification of
right.
it, right.
How has a restaurant ruined your meal? 1-800-330-9999. Phil?
Well, I found extremely long hair in my spaghetti. And it wasn't just that. I mean, hair in your food is super gross, of course. But then I saw the cook kind of come out of the doorway. And he definitely looked like he did not practice good hygiene. And that just did it for me.
What's worse is when you see the hair in your dish or when you have to pull it out of your mouth.
You have to pull it out of your mouth.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's worse. And I don't care whose it is. It's still going to ick you out.
Even if it's your own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're questioning it.
Yeah.
Is that mine?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, if it's not the color of your normal hair, you are immediately horrified.
Even if it is your hair and you're relatively certain, you still question whether or not it's yours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 100%. If you're at a restaurant.
100%.
Anytime you find anything in your food that doesn't belong, you know, a bug, a piece of plastic, a Band-Aid, we've heard that a lot. That's disgusting.
Don't do that to me right now.
Mm. Jasmine, how did a restaurant ruin your meal?
So this one time I was out to dinner with my cousins, and we were making fun of our one cousin who can't handle even like mildly spicy food. And then the waiter overheard our conversation and thought it was funny and started asking us, like, oh, who here can handle the spiciest? So we're all joking around and saying that, like, we each thought that we could handle the spiciest. Then when the food came, we all start to take a bite of it, and we almost start, like, gasping for air because it was just so many spices on it. And we turn around, and the waiter is laughing and saying, like, see, you should have been honest like her, because I guess the one cousin was the only one he didn't overly spice the food. So we were all kind of like in shock because it seemed like he was just like playing a funny prank, but also we're like, what? Like, we have to pay for this food. Like, this is ridiculous. So we ended up just like ordering a bunch of bread and water to kind of choke it down with and didn't go back there again.
That person should be fired.
100%.
Yeah.
I get that person fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not that person that ever wants to ruin somebody's job. But it's not enough for you to come out and comp my meal as the owner or the manager.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have poisoned somebody. You're fired.
Mm-hmm.
You're fired, bruh.
How did a restaurant ruin your meal? 1-800-330-9999. There's a restaurant that's getting a lot of criticism because they implemented a no cell phone rule. And people are saying it's ruining their meal that they can't have their cell phone at this restaurant. And I kept thinking, well, like, all right, maybe you agree with the rule. Maybe you don't. But it ruined your meal?
I mean, right. That seems a little bit extreme, right? Like, I mean, you have a choice when you walk into a place whether or not you want to go there. So if this ain't your cup of tea, don't go.
How did a restaurant actually ruin your meal? 1-800-330-9999. JD.
My wife and I went to a really nice wine bistro near where we live. And we've been going to this place since it opened. They offer the most fabulous wines, and sometimes they'll give you like a wine mixer for a really cheap price and everything. And the desserts, everything from the entrees, everything was always good. But we went there for New Year's Eve one time.
Oh.
And we were halfway through dinner. The manager comes over and says to us, guys, this is New Year's Eve. You're going to have to leave in 20 minutes. And we looked at each other like in horror because here's a manager, we're enjoying ourselves, and he's saying to us, we have to leave soon? We haven't even put in our dessert order. to the shock of our waiter, he was absolutely blown away. I'm going to comp you dessert. I can't believe the manager did that. And he was gracious. He did comp us a dessert. But I must tell you, we will never, ever go back there again. That was the most rudest thing. And it absolutely ruined our meal. It ruined our night. Mm. And we will never go back there again.
Was it like 10 o'clock or was it like 11:45? Like, what time was it that
they said 20 minutes? Oh, there's no way near that. It had to be. He must have had two seatings for the night. It could be more than 9:30. So good friends of mine sat at the table adjoining us, and he did the same thing.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. They were just blown away. Ridiculous.
That's an interesting scenario there. Mm-hmm. The combination of the holiday and everything.
Restaurant businesses on those nights are the worst nights. Because there are no win situations. Like, you have to get as many people in. You have to make the money. But you don't want people to feel like this poor guy felt like he was being rushed out. But you got to turn the table.
Right.
I mean, and you never know who's going to sit for 4 hours and who's going to sit for 45 minutes.
As a consumer or a regular, you feel like, you know, they should recognize you. They should see that. And I feel like the manager definitely should say, listen, I'm really sorry, regretfully, but, you know, tonight's one of those nights where I need to do it. Let me get your dessert and I'll get it for you to go or anything like that.
Keith, how did a restaurant ruin your meal?
Oh, man. The last time I went to this restaurant, I was the last person to receive my food, and they took so long that everybody was almost completely done during the celebration with their plate. And, to top it off, my food was cold. So I actually never got to eat with everyone. And by the time they were done, I just canceled my order. So they ruined it for me.
Well, it's always the awkward position to be in when you're waiting for your dish to come and everybody else has their meal, because you immediately have to say, don't wait. Mm-hmm. You guys eat, because your food is going to get cold. Like,
that's the rule.
Obligatory. You have to say it so everybody will start eating. But it stinks when you wait a really long time and then your food comes so much later, or there was a mistake, or your food has to go back, and you're just sitting there waiting and staring at other people eating. Nobody wants that to happen.
Of course not.
But there's mistakes that are made and there's nothing you can really do about it. And I always feel bad for the kitchen when that happens. I feel bad for the kitchen. I feel bad for the server the most.
Well, that's the thing.
Because they're the face.
How is it handled? That is the question, right?
Oh, there's plenty of times when I'm waiting for a dish and it's not coming and I hide. I would hide in the back waiting for it to come out, because I'm like, the minute I go out there, they're going to jump on me and I better have a plate to put in front of them.